Okay. So we now have 5 members of 7. Rob is here. He was delayed by traffic. So we have a correction to the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve.
Am I a voting member?
You are.
I'll make a motion to approve the adjustment to the minutes.
Okay, Rob Patterson has made a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Who is that second? Was that Brooke?
Brooke.
Okay, sure.
Brooke,
yes.
seconded. And because we're on Zoom, Janelle, why don't you do a roll call of the members that are here?
You want the roll call or do you want the motion?
The motion. So just
okay.
Query each person that's here on their vote.
Okay. Brooke, how do you vote?
Aye.
Gerald, how do you vote?
Aye.
Bob, how do you vote?
I should probably abstain. You don't need my vote because I wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
George, how do you vote?
I should abstain also because I wasn't at that meeting.
Janet, how do you vote?
Aye.
Rob Patterson, how do you vote?
Yeah, I wasn't there.
So abstain.
Yeah.
Well, then, Janet, you know we can vote even though on minutes, even though we're not there. The council has determined that we trust the judgment. If we're willing to trust the judgment of our peers, we can vote. So I'll be glad to vote to approve so we can get minutes approved. We stumble over this procedural mess a lot of times. And people who are not at a meeting can actually vote for something.
Okay. And Bob, I promise not to initiate a recall election due to your vote.
Thank you. Although.
Stay tuned. We got kind of a couple more pretty meetings coming up here pretty soon. Okay. So that was number 3. Moving on to 4 is the quarterly investment report. This doesn't require a vote. Just a review of the investment report for the quarter ended June 30th, 2020, and I will turn it over to Gerald Frank.
Okay, so this one's a little different. We had a Leif had a correction on 729, and it was for the prior quarter, and we needed to apportion those funds. So we did a correction, 2 corrections to this investment report. That will actually end up on the, will go to the board on the next one, on the next quarterly report. Let's see here. Okay, so the treasury was in compliance with the Mono County investment policy. Hold on, my computer's dying. Again. As of June 30th, 2020, weighted average maturity was 556 days. It is anticipated that the county treasury will be able to meet its liquidity requirements of its pool participants for the next 6 months. Let's see here. So on the last day of the quarter, on a cost basis, the portfolio totaled $116,181,200, and the market value was $119,072,132, or 102.49% of cost. You can see down here, 630, we're showing an earned interest rate of 1.8578, with a net interest apportionment of $624,440. I'm going to go to the corrected sheet. With the correction in LAIF, we actually received another $14,000. That's rounded. We actually had a earned interest rate of 1.9032% with a net interest apportionment of $638,736.
And Gerald, we would expect that earned interest rate to continue declining. Because the market is less than our current investments.
Right? Oh, absolutely, yeah. LAIF is, right, as of yesterday, I want to say they were at 0.75%. So that's our cash, our you know, liquidity is only earning 0.75% right now. But we do have, I'll get into it when we get to the distribution. All right, so the next few pages are the portfolio holdings. Does anybody have any questions on the portfolio holdings?
Not here.
Not hearing it? Yeah, we'll go to the next one. Asset category. You can see between prior quarter, this quarter, and this last 6/30 quarter, percentages were fairly close. We did have a drop in U.S. agencies because we had some short-term bonds that were callable. They were purchased between like 3.5 to 5 years ago. Those were all called out, and that's why we had a reduction in the U.S. agencies. And then we had an increase in LAIF at that time.
You've been trying to stay away from purchasing these callable bonds, right?
Well, we're buying them again because that's the time we're in. For the past 3.5 years, I didn't purchase any callables because, you know, when the market retracts, yeah, the callables get called and then you lose your good yields. So we've been filling mainly for the last 3.5 years just bullet bonds. Now, this is the maturity distribution as of 6/30/2020. You see it's fairly full. And then at the bottom here, you can see this is where the those agencies called out at. Mm-hmm. There's no real way to backfill in this time frame right now. The highest yield you could probably in this time frame is about 0.25. So instead of filling this, we're keeping it in LAIF for now. So this is the Treasury cash balance as of the last day of the most recent 14 months.
I like the current wave.
Yeah, it's been increasing year after year. This last year, we increased about, I'd say almost $2 million, not quite. Down below is the maturities by year. Any questions on that? Let's go to your video comparison. So this is also what was in the original report. I'm going to go ahead. So we showed a 186 for the county and a 136 for LAIF. After they did their correction, let me get to that. We actually posted a 190, and then LAIF was 147, and the two-year treasury was 0.19. So that puts us about 43 basis points over LAIF at this point, and we'll expand that even farther as time goes on.
And LAIF's maturity is much shorter horizon than ours.
Yes, absolutely. They try to keep right around 6 months, 180 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions on that?
No, but that drop off of the 2 years is pretty startling when you see it on a graph like this.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And then as far as LAIF yield is concerned, that hurts the LAIF yield also because they took a $6 billion loan based on the 2 year treasury variable. So, yes.
The state is benefiting from that.
Yes, absolutely. But it's still higher than our other options, which would be CAM. They're down in the 30 basis point range right now, I believe. So still a better investment.
Yeah. As far as investing short-term cash flow that's needed.
Yes, yeah. And that's about all for the... does anybody have any questions on the...
No questions.
No, not here.
Nope.
Yes? I think the difficulty has been, you know, so our investment policy primarily, you know, first priority is safety of principal, make sure we don't lose that. So, you know, we have credit limits, our credit ratings that we look at, and the stability of where we're buying our investments. Next is cash flow, to make sure we have enough money for all of our agencies to make payroll and pay their bills. And only third is a return on investment. And when it comes to investments that are maturing, you know, coming off that five-year mark that are at 3 to 5%, and then, you know, turning over that money into a new investment is getting pretty tough, right, Gerald?
We're
very competitive.
Yeah, right now, 5 year, we're placing agency bonds, bullet bond. Not buying any bullet bonds right now because we're running at about less than 30 basis points for an agency. Well, right around 35, actually. We have placed three, I believe, callable agencies, which I got up into the 70 basis point range. We did place some AA general obligation bonds, municipal bonds, in the 5 year slot. Those went from upper 70s to mid 80s. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Still earning money.
Yeah, just not as much as we were.
Yeah.
But we still apportioned, you know, over $600,000 this last quarter. So that's still pretty darn good.
That was what I was just going to mention. And, you know, I haven't kept my eye on this too much except for the board reports. But clearly, Gerald and Janet, while everybody is amazed at how the stock market has performed and come almost all the way back, that doesn't necessarily translate into good news for us because we're a function of the interest rates and other fiscal policy.
Yeah, much shorter term investing horizon,
exactly,
than CalPERS or...
And we just, I guess I'm saying we just need to remind ourselves of that because I think a lot of people are out there saying, I don't know why the county is not making more money. The stock market is going mild. And there's a good answer to that.
Yeah,
we don't play those games. That'd be nice. But bad things happen when you do that. Anyway, I just want to, I haven't been looking at this stuff in detail too much, but that's what jumps out at me compared to the past. The numbers are lower, as you just pointed out.
Yeah, and they're probably better than they were in the last recession, at least at this point.
Yeah.
Actually, we're about the... you're talking about our numbers or the like the Treasury's?
Our numbers.
Oh, yes. We're definitely ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Good. You guys are doing a good job. Keep it going.
Thank you. All right, any other questions on the investment quarterly investment report? All right. Any questions or recommendations on item number 5 on the agenda? Okay. Hearing none. Our next meeting is November 12th. That meeting primarily will be to review the investment policy, which at this point I'm not expecting to see a lot of changes, if any. We'll adopt that at this meeting in November. It'll go to the County Board of Supervisors either in January or that first meeting in February, and it's an annual requirement that the board adopt that.
So, Janet, do you mind if we go back to number 5?
Yeah, we already passed that. You can't talk about it now. All right, go ahead.
As part of the investment policy, the restrictions on the banks, except for Wells Fargo, expired already. I mean, we'll hold them until we get a new investment policy. We won't invest in those. But does anybody have any, you know, do you want to keep them on the blacklist? I don't know. you know, restricted list, I should say, not blacklist, sorry.
Can you remind us of who's on that list?
I'm pulling it up right now. It's
Wells Fargo, right? So Wells Fargo will stay.
Yeah, Wells Fargo will definitely stay. They're on there for another couple of years. They need to straighten out their business practices, definitely. Give me a second here. I'm going to pull up the last one.
What duration of time do they stay on the list? Based on the recommendations.
These were... Hold on, that's not it. That's the staff report, sorry.
Here, I probably got it right here.
There we go.
You got it?
So let me go down to the bottom. So the item number one on the temporary constraints, that one was put in place...
5 years.
Yeah, 4 years ago last January, because of their dealings, how they had part in the, fraudulent wires, that type of stuff, during the 2008 recession. So those are the 5 banks.
I think Deutsche Bank should stay.
Should stay? Okay.
The rest, I don't particularly give me grief.
No, you know what? When I did a lot more research after we did this, a lot of banks. In fact, the majority of the banks did the same thing as these main banks, but they did it in such a smaller volume that, or, you know, that the news never picked it up. So if we want to keep Deutsche Bank on there?
Yeah, even though we'd never invest in them, but I would leave it on there just for transparency's sake.
Okay, how about Royal Bank of Scotland, Barclays, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup? Anybody have any opinions on that?
Have they done anything that's sort of any outrageous practices that we know about? I haven't heard of anything except... Deutsche Bank is not very pure yet.
Yeah, the headlines for Deutsche Bank are not good right now.
No.
Nothing major that I know of. Banks are always in the news for doing something wrong, but nothing that I could see that would get the Justice Department involved.
Yeah.
Well, these were put on here initially because they did do something wrong, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, they were actually prosecuted. So
and fined.
Yeah, and fined. Yeah.
So would you be for leaving Deutsche Bank on restricted and removing all the others?
Yeah, what we can do is we can select we can change the number one to encompass Deutsche Bank and Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to kind of plan ahead before we brought this to all of you in November. So.
Yeah, and I would carry it out another 5 years.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I don't see Wells Fargo.
Deutsche Bank
getting any better for quite some time, and yeah. Deutsche Bank, they're not really somebody we would invest in anyway. But yeah, we can keep them on there.
Okay.
All right, that's all I had on that.
Okay. So we'll continue back on next meeting, November 12th. Mark your calendars. I would assume that will still be a Zoom meeting by teleconference, as the last couple have been. And if there are no other comments, questions, concerns, I will adjourn this meeting at 1:25 p.m.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.